れるかもしれないなって。
Yo! Woo! Gosh! Hello, hello everyone! Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host, Tori K. Moncrief. And this is Season 2, Episode 5. So guys, today I'm here with the one and only, the original, Kyle Lodge. Say hi to people, Kyle.
Hi, good afternoon, and good morning.
I hope you sound so far away, brother. Just say hi.
Hi.
And then...
You have to say hi, so say hi.
I'm kidding. Tell us a little about yourself. Tell us a little about yourself.
Me?
Yes. You. Then who else? Then is who?
Who's I'm very, the cookie I'm very
from
kind
the cookie
of
jar?
Eh? Listen, I'm a very jovial person. What else? I'm an open book person. There's not much to say.
A what?
Open book person.
Oh, open book. Okay. You heard that, guys. Open. O-P-E-N.
Yeah. Don't have nothing to hide.
Well, that sounds good. Alright, guys. So, the topic we'll be talking about today is social dilemma. Right? So, the reason we decided to speak on this topic was in regards to a article that I saw on the Gleana website that was talking about how social media has its advantages, but it also has more disadvantages and is affecting us as young people, right? So I decided today that I wanted to come here to talk about it and really share our views on it, because I feel like a lot of people just kind of bash social media, even though there are disadvantages, but sometimes we tend to bash it, and we can't just bash the entire platform. It's based on how it's being used by the individual. So yeah, today I just wanted to come and talk about that. So Kyle, tell us about your experience on social media.
My experience on social media isn't or haven't been nothing much relevance? Mm-hmm. Is this such a word?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, relevant is a word. No, sir.
Maybe only use it.
Relevant is a word.
I should say context. Yeah. So all I do on social media is like, repost.
Like, click on subscribe.
Retweet, subscribe if I must.
That's
and
YouTube.
That's it. I stay away from the social media drama, kind of nice. Especially on Twitter. If you do something wrong, say something wrong, they're ready for jag you. Kind of nice.
As you mentioned, Twitter. You know, I have a Twitter account, but I hardly use it because I realize that community can be really fun. If you realize the post that they make, but I realize that if you ever make the wrongs, if you slip, you slide and everybody is coming for
true,
you.
True.
And it's not everybody can handle all of that
pressure.
And it can disrupt you mentally if you don't know what you're doing because of the comments that are being made. And if it, and you see, even as a young person coming up, a lot of us tend to have this strong presence, like, oh, we're strong mentally, but some of us really cannot handle all of that, especially if you were young and you were affected by, you know, emotional issues in your life with a family or with friends or just being bullied and all of that. So a lot of persons cannot handle it, and I feel like social media is a place where if you're not careful, you tend to send yourself into a state of, what you call it now? I wouldn't say depression, but you tend to overthink and you tend to feel like you're not doing enough. So we put this immense amount of pressure on ourselves to, like, oh, I have to get that bag. And there's nothing wrong with that mentality, but a lot of us need to also realize that, listen, each of us have a different journey. Not because, you see, a 19-year-old on social media have their own car, have their own house, and something that means that that is for you. Sometimes some people, you just have to wait further down in life to get certain things, because a lot of us aren't mature enough. And I say this with no judgment whatsoever, because as I say, each of us are on our own journey. But a lot of us aren't mature enough to handle certain things when we get them, you understand? Because you have some people, I mean, in them 20s and them parents buy a vehicle for them, and then two them crash a car.
True.
Exactly, because they weren't mature enough, them never ready for all of that, you understand?
But some of them do not cut you. Some of them ready, but them just spoil, and to know if they crash you, and parents are going to fix it for them.
That is another thing too. But I won't get into that, because if your mother can or father can buy you a vehicle after you crash it, kudos to you. But you mean what say me of that would buy one and me can just go crash it and get mechanics ones so easy, I treasure it. But yeah, that's a whole different story. But social media can be a beautiful place if you use it in a correct way. And I feel like it can really, it's a place where you really can grow and develop and meet new people and showcase your talent and your personality. But at the same time, I feel like if you go in it with this fake persona, I feel that's when people come for you. Case in point, Shensia, me love her, bad girl, nice and everything. And when you see her on social media, I don't feel like she has this fake energy on it. I feel like she's just so real with me, like me in her life. I just saw me feel. I could be wrong. What are your views on her? Watcha. Well, you laugh at the stuff for nowadays.
I keep my views to myself. I don't want Romish Entertainment come from me. Good.
Lawsuit that China said, don't make no lawsuit, courage me, no cause. The man would assume me and take everything out of my back. That's not enough already. But, anyways, yeah. So, I feel like using social media, you have to be real. You just have to be yourself. And just go on it and just be free. Once you go with this kind of fake persona, I feel like people can read through it. And that's the worst part about it. So when they read through it, they tend to come at you a lot. And once you have them, the people that come at you, I tell you, say, it's hard to deal with. Because them not come and say something like a comment, like, oh, she, what she are going with? They might come at you, I mean, like, they might tell you about this. What? On Twitter? They might come at you with
2 weeks straight, they will have you on it. Back and forth, on the ground, and jog you.
I remember the video with Estefan. When they put out the morning video, I miss it when they done him on Twitter. Yo, when they put him on Twitter and them deal with him a way better, I'm just like, how is he even coping with these comments though? Like, these people are just coming for him. And you know, from that, I haven't seen him on social media, have you?
He is still around. Then again, to Estefan, he's used to it. Because my big model, Jamaican model. So he's used to critics. And the whole sarcasm. Him nice, I've not said people make joke. Most of it a joke, but him not to get too serious. Not that.
I mean, if you look for him, because I long time I not see him. I'm not any boy nice, you know. Anyways, I keep my comments to myself. But I walked here. Woo! Better somewhere that now. You're making them want. Alright, guys, we're over here drinking a little bit of wine, okay? If you're wondering what's happening. Yeah. Sorry to sidetrack, but yes. So, I believe, as I was saying, social media. Social media can be a really beautiful place if you just use it the right way and if you just be yourself and don't try to have this, you know, fake persona.
Yeah, just believe.
And you'll be good. I feel like you will really touch a lot of people. That's why I feel like there are these influencers, like, they reach people so quickly because they're just themselves. They're not put on nothing, they're not take off nothing, they're just out there and then be themselves. And, like, case in point, again, Tanania. Like, my girl just real, like, she's just herself. And even when I was watching her, her Sim Soul session with Simone on YouTube, I didn't catch it on TVJ, just look at us now. Anyways, yes, when I was watching that episode, I realized that she really enjoys the whole platform of YouTube because she gets to express herself. And she spoke about when she started her journey with Quiet Prayer and Rush Cam, how she just did it because they asked her to, and then she had to venture it out on it on her own. And she never thought that this was the platform for her to just be herself. A lot of persons were telling her, but she was like, nah, me nah do it, me nah, whatever. I guess because of the whole atmosphere of social media and all of that. And she go and she do it, and a lot of people just love her. And she said what she does with her content is that she does content that resonates with her, so it can resonate with the crowd. You understand? Which makes a whole lot of sense, because I feel like if you just do it because everybody else are doing it, you won't get the traction and the vibe and the energy that you really want. And once you have a real fan base and people just love you for you, you have nothing else to worry about. If the haters want to come at you, you don't need to worry, because guess what? You have a fan base where you know, so they're going to go out there for you, and they're going to look out for you, and they're going to defend you to the core. And another thing that she said about social media, which is so true, that being in the public eye, it can be rough sometimes because you don't get a sense of privacy. But what she said that she tries to do is to just, what is the term? She puts what she wants out there. So if she don't want that out there about herself, she's not going to put it out there. So if you want to dig it up and put it up out there, what she does, she just don't respond. She just leave it as it is. So if you want to think that is how she is, then fine, go right ahead. She's not going to stop you. But she's not going to put something out there that she doesn't want out there for herself. And I think if a lot of persons just adapt that tactic for social media, a lot of persons won't feel so caught up in this world where them always have to fight, them always have inner some contention with somebody on it.
Even though inner contention on social media, they not feel good, them up for this thing they call clout.
Yeah, that is so true. That is another point. That is so true. So I feel like when you just control the narrative of the scenario, it works out so much better for you. So if somebody put out something out about you, you know, and the crowd won't believe it, you can't stop them. That's just their thoughts. But once you don't give it any fire, it all go dead down, because guess what? With contention breeds we call it. The people them always want attention. Not guys, me no member guys, me soon member. Anyways, with contention, if you don't add fuel to your fire, you won't have contention. If it doesn't let it go, it guarantees it, people will let it go. We are it. Case in point with me, when I was younger, I had a little what you call it, them the time the Facebook did well popular, me sound old. So like Facebook did well popular, people not still use Facebook now. Anyways, people still use Facebook. Anyways, when I used to use Facebook a lot, let's just leave it at that, right? When I used to use Facebook a lot, I remember one day in high school, my mom used to take me to school at one particular period in time, and but after I went on, when after I stopped going on private bus, and I remember one evening I wanted to go up to York Castle because I went to St. Ignace, and we called and I said, "Mommy, me can't go up a castle, please, because I wanted to go look for my friends." So she's like, "No, don't go up there. Soon come for you. Just keep your little hiney quiet." Anyways, me still take fast and go up there. Come here, I say, alright, by the time she reach up there, me, by the time she reach up at school, me must reach back down at 5 bus before she could catch me. Anyways, when she reach up a hill, no, she can't find me. So she asked somebody for me. So the person said, she gone up a castle. I would tell him to go run them big mountain, man. So, mommy come up a castle now, man. Me see her. So she park. So me now take up my bag out of the bus and go down to the car, and she locked the car door them. So anyway, me the day I try to open it and she not open it. So she was living mad. So what she did now, she came out and she was shouting at me, but she was putting on a foot of her slippers. So she was putting on one foot and she had the other slippers in her hand, waving it. But that was not her intention to hit me or anything. She was just talking and it ended up a wave. Me rotted. I would tell my mother if you go do that. Yes, he when me reach on Friday night, they make one page what call me slippers. I'm serious. They make one page call me slippers and people did talk about it, and like me did soft back in them days, you know. So when me find out about the page now sitting, Mr. Ball come here and say, "Look how people gone on social, look how people gone go embarrass me and something, and me take it to heart and no matter find out about it and something and report the page and whatever and thing," and me say, "Yo, honestly that might sound simple, but that could have make or break me, I swear. If me did add fuel to that fire there, probably no, it would have then done like bringing it up back. No, I swear a lot of people gonna be like, "Oh, remember that picture? What's the name? Remember nothing about that?" But just because now me gonna bring it up, a lot of people going to remember. But may I tell you, I know everybody can do this. Kyle, you know this boy over here on Twitter. I'm in the yard talk. Kyla's not nice enough.
It is.
What was that? You know what? Anyway, let me continue my story. But I know everybody have the mental strength or the mental capacity to just look past that and just use that as a, you know, as we say, alright, that was a one mistake. You just get embarrassed by social media. Just keep it moving and move on. But I know everybody can handle it better, to understand. And I guess that's why a lot of persons too, they just try to find validation on social media. It's really sad, but that's just the truth.
Validation and attention.
And I feel like it not only stem from them just seeing everybody else on social media flexing, so them feel like they need to flex too. It could be that they're emotionally damaged, you know, and them just feel like being out there on social media, they will get some form of comfort or something. So everybody use social media for their own reasons, but the way how you use it, that is how it impacts us as people, as young people. Whether, and we may not just say young people, old or young, because it can affect older people too. Because if you have some older people who haven't seen certain goals as yet, and in them see a 20-year-old live that, it can damage them, because they'll be like, "Oh, so how come this a 20-year-old, yeah, I live that the life there, and me in my 40s and can't achieve that." You understand? But people also need to remember that, listen, a 20-year-old might have that because they probably had a good support system for a long time, and them parents give them that starting, so them have that to them advantage, you understand? But a lot of people wouldn't know that because them just see what is on social media, you understand? They don't see what is behind the curtains. Them just see, "Oh, she have a nice picture with a nice girl on social media." Either them going to say, "Either our man buy it, or she thieves somebody money, I something, yeah, I understand." Stop looking at me like that. Stop it.
So twerking, you really have your devil now kicking. What is
that? What is it?
You really have your devil now kicking. Just say it. I'm wondering. No, make
I did not make, say
please
that.
Please make it right now.
Me never say
guys, that. Police, if you're not listening to this, the car is not stolen. This is not stolen. She made a mistake.
Then me could have really make it up, but I didn't. Then if that is the case, I would think the police would have started running me down a long time.
Hey, don't police say that, you know. Sorry. No disrespect, but...
Ooh, I'm going to send the police for you. You just disrespected the police, the constabulary force. That is bad. That is bad. You know, that is bad. I'm going to send the police for you. Anyways. Back to what I was saying before this young man rudely interrupted me about him having my job finding in a TV car. Yes. A lot of persons still don't know what the background is, you understand? So,
true.
Social media, I just feel like it's just this platform that kind of masks what's really happening. And we don't have to sit down and pre certain things because we don't know the background, you understand? Like, a lot of people, we see them posting a certain clothes or a name brand, and you're like, yo, them have money, we didn't get money from there by that. I don't know if anybody doing that, but most of them probably, I don't know, borrow people clothes to go up on social media, go floss and make it look like so they have things. Stop looking at me like that. Cause
no, man, people family have money, you know, so if you know, so they have a certain amount of money, might give them, but I don't want to really think people borrow people's clothes to go up on social media. I so want to stay out there now, people.
Yo, girl, you said that so. You said that like people would have read it.
No, people would have read that. I know people borrow money to buy clothes, but now, if you're not even to stop, don't. It's
not
good.
We're not trying to, you know, what's the term? Rot out anybody, because we don't have anybody that does that, but at the same time.
But if you're doing it, don't do it.
Don't
it's
do
not
it.
Right.
It's not right. You need to stop, because you see, let me tell you something. You see, when people find out, say, that you really do, when them don't go on social media and class, yo, just know, say, that you done fuck. And if you're going to try build back your fan base or following base after that, just know you're going to have a hard time, because people go always class you as the clothes thief or the clothes or the girl who borrow people clothes. Yes, guys, if you're doing that, I know none of my lovely followers are doing that, you know. I know y'all.
They're doing it or they're not
doing it? They're not doing it. You understand?
And I hope my friends aren't either.
Because guess what? We are independent people, and if we don't have something, we don't think we can get it, right?
True.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Exactly. That is how we do it around here. When we don't have it, we do without. And if you know, if you live like that, I feel like it's easier for you to be on social media too, because you know, see, you go on it with what is yours, and you know, if you hide it, you know, if you say, Lord Jesus, no one left, Jay, you're not going to come no context. Oh, you can't go post up in my shirt for my social media. You know, so I'm going to stop it. I'm going to stop it. People still borrow people money for go find flops on social media too.
Yeah, but you borrow the money for go buy it or go for floss, but don't buy clothes for go floss. Nah.
So you're telling me so people must come ask me for money for go floss?
It better that way.
Some people must take my hard working money for give you for go floss.
You know
on
why?
Social media.
You know why? Because they're not taking money for you. You know, so much money for go floss. I'm gonna borrow it from you and tell like I'm gonna do with it, but then actually do what I'm gonna do with it. But
and then what, you don't get it back?
Well, up to you if you don't want to get it back.
What's up? You follow that
We only clothes. Borrow clothes now, brother. Borrow money to buy the clothes. If you come to me and tell me see I borrow some of them later, I'm going to see on Facebook. No, no. I'm going to cuss you.
Like you're going to openly cuss the person?
Or yeah, man, so brother, you really borrow my shoes. We'll take picture now. The poster.
Why? You know, sir. If any of your friends listen to this, don't come and ask him for nothing. Because he doesn't know, sir. You might go embarrassed.
No. They don't know what you're like that.
You might go be what I want them in the comment section. Yo, brother. Oh, you forgot to take out my shoes after my laying on my good clean clocks, you know? You take out my clocks and my Balenciaga and go up on social, go up on Facebook with it. No, brother, I want about my shoes now.
If they ain't got a party, never invite me. Well.
Alright, if you're going to borrow his clothes, just don't go to the party and don't invite him, Zin. Alright? We catch you pre with that? You're not nice, somebody. Oh, you for do that? You can't embarrass people like that. Suppose they don't have it.
Certain things in life, you borrow and don't borrow.
What, like what? Give like us a lesson.
Clothes.
They don't borrow clothes.
They don't borrow clothes. Mm-hmm. What is it don't borrow? You know, borrow people lifestyle.
Borrow people lifestyle.
They don't borrow people lifestyle. What is it? You know, borrow people bottle of wine. That would be too crass.
How do you borrow somebody bottle of wine though? Like, I don't understand
that. Drop that either. But yeah, certain things
you just don't borrow go on social media, go flaunt.
Well, social media and social media not.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's not a happy,
life lesson, guys.
You don't have it, do it without until you can afford it or can get it.
Me live by that. Me live by that 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
If people do that, continue borrowing things. But let's call them personal things, clothes, things like them there. And one day they said, no, you have a thief.
That is true, you know. You end up stealing.
You always let me understand, you can't be well-wanted. So you have a thief.
And the other thing too, when you borrow something from somebody, when people borrow something from you, and then you tell them no, they look at you like you're psychotic if you tell them no, like.
So you don't
think like you're the worst human being in the world. Like I'm like, don't you think that everybody has a limit? Like you can't constantly be coming to me to borrow all these things and one me not get them back. Two,
when you get them back,
you get them back. So me have to take my money to buy it again. Three, you put me out of my convenience not to have my thing, you know, cause suppose me lend you one of my nice jackets you say you want if you got a job interview. Then me want my jacket for go work. And you have my jacket cock up in your closet and me ask your feet and then you go tell me say.
Wrap my
feet. Oh boy, we don't know where they are. It's still dirty in our wash. So next time, just don't come and ask me for your jacket. Because guess what, I'm not going you. Because you don't have no conscience. Me give you the jacket, you go do what you do. And you don't come back with it. And me if you ask you, yeah, money are the next thing. I don't like asking people for money. I don't think I should be coming to ask you for money. Like, fine, if you don't have it and you sit to me say, yo, me not have it right now, you know, so me I go see me can sort it out. Me know me have some people on my corner where if they buy the money from me, me not have to ask them feet. If they say them give me back by X time, be rest assured that I'm going to get it back by X time. But some people, you lend them the money today, 3 months down the road, they can't get to your ox feet. Oh, yo, me name me say me have the money they feel, but me really link you back. Okay, when you plan to link me back? Oh, me link you back next 2 weeks, man. Next 2 weeks. One free thing, my G, one free food. Oh, rotten, my G, you know, some name member do me link you back next week, eh? And then the sooner I get bringing in, so I get pissed off for you, I say, listen, don't come back and ask me for no money. Just no say, I eat that. Yeah. If me and you, if you still want me friend after that, up to you. But me not lend you no money because you don't have no conscience. And if you have conscience, I just so you go. Me can't lend you my things, brother, and then you just feel like, say, you're not for communicate with me, for give me back. What you think this is? For the poor, me not used to my money. No, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. And the worst, if me go see you take my money and you all gone on social media fund. But then again, some people brutally enough, you know, brave enough, you know. You know what they will do? Buy the money and then go on social media and block it so you can't see what you do.
My business, you borrow money, you must know what you do with it. You're a conscience like that. If I eat your bird, I go do your business. As long as you don't take your teeth. Because a man borrow money and rent gun with it. Rent car with it and teeth.
It's true. When my teeth are back, we don't condone stealing around here, guys. No, do it still. We don't condone it, though. Just putting that out.
2021, we stop suing for people. But not do it.
Alright, we don't know of anybody in our circle that does that, and we hope nobody is doing it, okay? Because my youth just dripping up on my shirt. I come tell me about 2021, we're not supposed to swear for nobody. So I'm just gonna take back my comment and push it back in my pocket and just flip out another one and talk, because obviously I just said something wrong.
Yeah, you cannot swear for people.
That is true. And it's, I just so life good, guys, but just make sure so now use the social media in the right way. Use it in a way that you are comfortable with using it, but it's still not putting you in a position where you are going to be blamed by the masses. And just don't make it affect you mentally, not because you see a 20-year-old out there flaunting and them have their money means say you're never going to get that opportunity. Don't worry, you know, guys, I am guilty of it, you know, because enough time me up on Instagram and be like, oh, this is a girl that have this already. I may have to rally back myself and say, look, Toriki, guess what, each person is on their journey and you just have to understand, say, you will get there one day. Don't worry yourself. And not because you're not there now doesn't mean that things aren't going on in your life. You understand? Things still are going. You still have a lot to be grateful for, especially within this pandemic. Each of us have a lot to be grateful for. Just the mere fact that you wake up, that is enough to be grateful. You understand? So don't make social media cloud your judgment for say, oh, this person have this, may have to have it. No, guys, just live your life, be you, be free. Don't make nobody tell you, say, oh, you must accomplish this by your 20, because Tom accomplished it by 20 on social media. We still don't know if it's really Tom's accomplishment. It could be somebody else's, and him just use it to make him look like same habit. You understand? And guess what? Everybody uses their accomplishment in a very different way. You understand? Just like how I saw this post where it was saying that two people have $1,000. One takes some of the money to go and have a trip or something, and only left with $350. And you have another person who decided to invest their $1,000 and make an additional $350. And people were, and then the post said, donate social media food. I agree to what the press is saying to some extent, but we also need to remember that not because he used his $1,000 to go on a trip, it's completely a bad thing, because we still don't know if he used the $350 wisely to do something else. You understand? So it's all about how you use your thing and make yourself happy. It's all about that, you know. And once you know that, me tell us say you're good, you're golden. Nobody can disrupt your mentality with this whole social media thing. Oh, you have to have this and blah blah blah. No, guys, cause you have a lot of actors out there who they in the industry for years or a long time. They might try to get an acting career and they probably not get it till them all 50, and they're the happiest people alive. So all you just have to do.
Samuel L. Jackson is one of the biggest example. He not get his most famous cut, I should say, are people not see, started Samuel Jackson when he was what, 50?
Same thing.
Well, it's a lot. Even same. You were there the other day.
Who that?
Black Panther. When I saw Rest in Peace. Mm. Yeah, so the man there.
Yeah, man. A lot of them start off their career at a very mature age, and that's because maybe at that time they could handle what is coming to them. So as me say, guys, just go and hold up your head, go through, do your thing, don't make nobody stop your shine, stop your energy, stop your flow, be a positivity all the time, and just, you know, keep strong, my people, keep yourself safe, and go and hold it through this pandemic. I know it's all but how much years is it? 1 year?
1 year.
1 year and a couple months. I know that it's time for COVID to go, but guess what? It's here, and we just have to work things and just adjust accordingly, right guys? So thank you so much for listening. I do hope you, you know, continue to stay safe, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye. Okay, guys, bye.